upstairs with the girl.
We'd better fill Snow's glass again.
Yes, quick, here he is.
Blimey, I don't know what's the matter with me. I must be imagining things. I could have sworn Dixie slipped me a packet when we... Hello? Where's Snow?
Oh, he's upstairs talking to the girl.
Well, who the hell do you think he is? Ivan Novello.
He'll be down in a minute. Here's your drink, Horace.
Oh, thanks.
Cheerio.
Cheerio, Doc.
Cheer. Why don't you drink?
You know, I'm thinking of that Rosa. I hope to God Snow did him in proper. He had a good decorator.
Oh, you're nervy, Horace. What you want's a good stiff drink.
Oh, perhaps you're right, Doc.
What is it, Horace?
I'm listening, that's all. Can't hear voices.
Why should you hear voices?
Why, Snow, of course. You said he was upstairs.
Well, perhaps he's not talking just now.
Now, what the hell is he doing?
Oh, you certainly are jumpy, Horace.
Yeah, for a man who's just made the best part of a cool 5,000, you don't seem very bright, Horace. That's right. That's going to be your cut out of the Morven job, isn't it, Diana?
That's what the chief said.
What, 5,000 smackers? Mm. Cool. Well, that's what I call money.
Yeah, what we all call money, Horace.
Blimey, will I paint the town red?
Here's luck.
Oh, thanks, Doc.
Well, drink up, Horace.
5,000. Cool, fair takes your breath away, don't it?
It certainly seems to have taken your breath away. What the devil's the matter with you, Horace, are you? You're not on the wagon.
On the what?
Yes, you're not drinking, Horace.
Oh, on the wagon.
Yes.
Oh, God, can you imagine it?
Not me. No.
On the wagon.
No.
Oh, me on the wagon.
Yes. Oh, Horace, on the wagon. That's good.
Oh, it's a fair screen. That's good. That's me on the wagon. Yeah. Oh, dear. I was only on it once, Doctor, and I fell straight off. I couldn't see. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Oh, well, cheerio.
Cheerio. Drink up, Horace. Why aren't you drinking?
Because I'm not a prize sucker, see? Stand away from that door.
Put that gun down, Horace. Don't be a damn
Stand
fool.
Stand away from that door. I'll blow your blasted brains out. Think up, Horace. Are you on the wagon, Horace? Cheerio, Horace. Take this glass, Doc. Take it.
No. No.
What have you done with Dixie and Snow?
I tell you, we haven't seen Dixie.
Don't tell your blasted lies. His car's at the back.
Now, listen, Horace. If you take my tip,
I'm
you're...
taking nothing from you or anybody else from now on. I'm giving the order, see? Now I drink this.
No. No.
Drink it.
Here. I'll drink it.
Oh, you?
Yes. There's nothing in the glass except whiskey. Come on, give me the glass. I'll prove it.
All right. All right, Miss Clever, if that's how you feel about it. Oh, well, here we are then.
Thank you.
Well, cheerio, Doc. Oh, God, my face. My face. God, my face, you bit.
Smart girl.
What did you hit him with?
This revolver. I had it in my hand all the time, but I was frightened to shoot.
He's not dead.
No, but we'll soon... What's that?
It's a car.
Well, who the devil can that be?
I can't see very clearly. The windows are... What? Why, it's that woman, Miss Parchment.
Miss Parchment? Is she alone?
Yes, as far as I can see.
Well, open that cupboard door.
Yes.
We'll put Horace in there. Now, come on.
What about the river?
Oh, no. We haven't time for that. This is all right. It'll be a hell of a time before he comes round. That's it. Can you still see that old dame?
Yes, she's coming into the inn. I say, Doc, who the devil is this
woman? Don't ask me.
She seems to be turning up all over the place. First she was at the little general, then she was at the yard when Skid was bumped off, and now
well, I reckon she's a tick.
Then what's she doing here?
Probably trying to find that girl, Steve Trent.
Well, she's got nerve, I'll say that for her.
And she'll need it. Listen, she's coming through the bar parlor. Stand away from the door.
All right.
Good evening, Miss Parchment.
Why, Dr. Milton, how very nice.
Come in here and drop that handbag. Drop it.
Very well.
Pick it up, Diana.
Okay. I do hope that gun isn't loaded, Doctor. Your hand is quite shaky.
Miss Parchment, what are you doing here at the First Penguin?
Well, really, Doctor, your tone of voice...
Miss Parchment, answer my question.
I came to see a friend.
Which friend?
A Miss Trent. A Miss Steve Trent. Now, don't tell me you've never heard of her.
How did you know Steve Trent was here?
How did I know? A bird told me, Miss Thornley. Not a little bird. Shall we say a pigeon?
Doc, she's only stalling for time. There's something in the wind that's...
Drop that gun, Milton!
Temper!
How the devil did you get here?
My name is Miss Parchment. I regret not having joined you earlier, but I had a little difficulty in locating Miss Trent. Steve, take this gun.
All right, Paul.
Would you mind sitting over there, Miss Thornley? Thank you. Hold this gun, Miss Parchment, and if either of them move, our Miss Trent and I are making them comfortable, well, you know what to do.
Oh, rather, Mr. Temple. Here's the rope, Paul.
Thanks. And now for a dose of your own medicine, my friends. Steve, how many people arrived here tonight?
Three. Horace Daly, that man, the butler who admitted us to Ashdown House, and the other man we heard in room 7. I think his name was Dixie.
Oh, it's too tight.
The doctor was the first to arrive. He came alone.
Oh, I see.
Just before the doctor came, I heard the telephone. It was Max Lorraine. I could only just hear what Diana Thornley was
saying. She's lying, I tell you.
Oh, be quiet. There, that's got you nicely trussed up, my friends. And next time, the rope will be around your neck.
They were obviously planning a getaway. I heard the girl mention Salzburg. Then the doctor arrived. She said the knave would ring later.
Later? Why, Timothy, if he rings again, we might trace the call.
I tell you, she's lying. Blasted fool, Temple. You don't really think of...
That's him.
Yes. I'll answer it. Hello? Hello?
What's happened?
He's rung off.
Did you recognize the voice?
No. But we'll trace that call. Hello. Hello. Is that the exchange? This is Paul Temple speaking. I'm speaking for Sir Graham Forbes, Chief Commissioner of Police. I've just received a telephone call and I want you to trace it for me. Yes, 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 just this minute. It's very urgent, miss. This number's Evesham 9986. Yes, all right.
Is she tracing it?
Yes. Hello? Yes, yes. What? What? I see. Thank you.
Well, Mr. Temple, where did the call come from?
It came from my own house, Steve.
From Bramley Lodge?
Yes, from Bramley Lodge.
Who is the knave?